This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll in China from the coronavirus outbreak continues to rise. It now tops 900. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The mainland death toll has now risen by 97 to just over 900 in the 24 hours through midnight Sunday, with over 3,000 new cases reported. This is up 15% from Saturday and breaks a string of daily declines. A government spokesman has said those declines showed containment measures were successful. Meanwhile, the operator of a cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama near Tokyo says an additional 66 cases were found aboard. This is in addition to 70 reported earlier. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization reports progress is being made in combating the Ebola epidemic in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The latest number of reported cases stands at over 3,400, with a mortality rate of about 66%. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The global fixation on the evolution of the novel coronavirus has knocked the DRC's Ebola epidemic out of the media spotlight. However, health officials working in the shadows have been making steady progress in slowing the transmission of this deadly virus. WHO's Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti, tells VOA the situation in the country is very different now than it was a few months ago. This Ebola outbreak has been going on since August 2018. It is the 10th to hit the DRC since 1976 and the second largest ever recorded after the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on the Ebola outbreak or the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Authorities in northern Thailand began releasing bodies to relatives Monday after security forces cornered and killed a soldier who carried out the country's worst mass shooting. The soldier killed 29 people in a tragedy that began Saturday and ended Sunday morning when security forces shot dead the heavily armed attacker. Authorities say the gunman, Jakrapath Toma, was infuriated at a land deal brokered by his commander's mother-in-law. El Salvador's president called on his supporters to join him in pressuring lawmakers to approve a loan to boost security and police to fight crime in the country. Reuters Libby Hogan reports.
President Nayib Bukele is pressuring lawmakers to approve a loan of over $1 million. On Sunday, Bukele summoned his supporters to demonstrate outside the Capitol building. But human rights group Amnesty International called the introduction of armed soldiers by Bukele in the parliament an unnecessary military presence and raises international alarm over the future of human rights in the country. The murder rate in El Salvador declined last year, but authorities continue to battle gangs that control vast swaths of land. The 38-year-old president promised a new era when he was elected and pledged to reduce the number of young people joining gangs. Bukele said he won't back down unless Congress acts.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet with the governors of all 50 U.S. states today. This follows an evening of celebration at the White House. AP's Julie Walker reports.
At a black tie White House dinner, the president, accompanied by the First Lady, welcomed the governors.
We argue a little bit, but 90% of the time we get along.
Trump mentioned new trade deals with China, Mexico, and Canada, and earlier agreements with Japan and South Korea, telling governors states reap the benefits.
You've done a tremendous job. It's not easy being governor. And you just look at the way our country is doing. We've never done as well as we're doing right now.
The governors return to the White House today for another session with President Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
History was made at the Academy Awards last night. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel tells us all about it.
It's a movie few have seen and fewer can understand, without subtitles, that is. But at the end of the night, the joy of victory really needed no translation.
I'm speechless.
Parasite becomes the first non-English language film to win the Best Picture Award in the 92-year history of the Oscars. Bong Joon-ho's class-based satire gets 4 awards on the night. He wins also for Best Director, Best International Film and Best Screenplay. He thanked fellow nominees like Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino and said he would like to cut his Oscar into pieces to share with them.